The U.S. frozen food market is on the rise, with expectations it will become a $70 billion industry within the next 2 years. Last year, upstate New York got in on the action when French-based company Bonduelle acquired three facilities to expand their production of canned and frozen vegetables. We get more from the Innovation Trail's Kate O'Connell.
The company has already poured more than $5 million into the three facilities in Genesee and Monroe counties, and officials say they want to invest a further $15 million in coming years. Produce for Bonduelle's upstate facilities comes from about 100 local farmers, all located within 75 miles of the three operations. CEO of the company's North American branch, Danielle Villefeur, says that's a model that's proved successful internationally.
We don't think it's a right model to be the owner of the land and do it ourselves. We like to share with the agricultural people that are in the area where we are.
Mike Gardner, Vice President of Farm Fresh First, the group facilitating the partnerships with growers, says the economic impact in the area has hit about $24 million already. And that's significant for local farmers supplying the processing plants.
What this partnership does is it brings some stability. So one could sit and plan ahead and make investments ahead based around a market that's stable. I think that's what's important about it.
Bonduelle executives say they chose upstate New York as their entry point into the U.S. market because of its strong agricultural sector and the favourable weather conditions generated by the Great Lakes. In Rochester, I'm Kate O'Connell for WRVO News.
This November.